Episode 46 and a half. Really just trying to get that ad revenue, but some updates. I set up subscriptions so you can either listen on Apple or Red Circle. It's my hosting provider if you want to get access to episodes early. Links for that are in the show notes. You do have to pay for it because I'm Jewish. Also wanted to share with you a recording from one of my first ever open mics. I'm still doing those just so you can kind of hear what those are all about.
Shania Honister.
Yeah. So I know what you're thinking, that I'm way too attractive to be a stand-up comedian, but hear me out.
Totally.
Content, focus on that. Actually, I'm really insecure, and that's mostly because my dad never touched me. And I don't blame him. I was a fat kid. Now I'm probably just too old. Speaking of incest, my dating profile keeps trying to set me up with my brother. And I presented this to him, you know, it would be convenient. We do have a lot in common, biologically. My dad chimed in, that's not funny. Whoa, someone's jealous. Between brother, sister, like, when are dating apps ever wrong? I got evicted recently. My dad said I was being lazy. But I can't find a job right now. I'll lose my unemployment. So now I have roommates, which is great. I figure as long as I have roommates, I'll never be lonely, hungry, or comfortable masturbating. I imagine that the only thing better than having roommates would be not having roommates. And sometimes they leave, but then I get stuck babysitting. And they won't even ask too, hey, do you think you could look after the little one? They'll just fucking leave. And I'll hear this obnoxious noise coming from outside of my room. And if the noise persists, I know that I have to take care of it. So I get up and I look around a little bit and I see on the floor there is that little fucking annoying robot vacuum. And she's like banging into the wall. Error 9. Like, bitch, you don't need to make an announcement about how many times you fucked up today. So I pick her up, I put her back down on the ground, and I press the button. She goes, resuming to clean up. And then she does a 180 degree turn, and she goes right back to where she got stuck. And whoever designed this product is one sexist son of a bitch. They gave her a female voice, domesticated responsibilities, and she can't drive. my dad's gay. He came running out of the closet, making out with a very young man in front of me, and I was like, whoa, that's gay! And I thought he was fucking with me at first. I was like, you guys meet on TikTok? Like, what's up? And he wasn't, and that was his boyfriend. His boyfriend's name was Christian, and Christian and I became good friends. And one day, we were talking about how he went down to Mexico to get his dick circumcised. That's what good friends talk about. And I was like, recently? He was like, yeah, I have to go back. And I was like, what do you mean you have to go back? Do you have like two dicks? Do you have a five skin? Do you want to talk about it? And he was like, it's just not tight enough. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean? Dick holes are different? And he like called my dad over. He's like, Steve, come over here. Show Shayna your dick. And I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you. And my dad was like offended by the fact that I didn't want to see it. And he was like, she's already seen my dick. When her mom was pregnant, I poked her in the face with my dick. Because, you know, he likes to make me feel uncomfortable. But I'm not a victim. So I was like, oh, is that why I love jizz on my face so much? That was my thing. Thank you.
Everybody.
And on that note, the next episode is going to be super fun. We recorded it in front of the comedy club downtown. So if you don't want to subscribe,
episode will be available on Wednesday. I do not recommend it or advise it, but if you do want to subscribe, definitely do that. You can subscribe either directly through my hosting provider or through Apple. Links for those are in the show notes again. And have a good rest of your week.